Alright, well, I apologize for the barking, guys. That's just how it's gonna be. My door is open, but it's gonna stay open. So, I wanna apologize for that, so... Yeah. But, there is a reason for why it's open, and you'll know here in a second. You'll hear why in a second. Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday to you! Happy birthday, dear Daniel! Happy birthday to you!
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir.
Yeah, you're welcome.
I feel... welcomed.
Yeah, you do. Anyway, yeah, that'd be a good idea. Actually, I can close it.
Okay.
There we go.
Nice.
Yeah.
Did you clean your room yesterday?
A little bit, yeah.
Okay.
So anyway, here's what we have in store. I wrote a note here. It says weather news. We're going to kick it off with this segment. And then we're going to do food talk and TMZ celebrity news. Playing Pokemon Go. Then playing Pokemon Sleep. And then for the last segment, we're going to do your birthday celebration.
My birthday celebration?
Yeah.
What does that mean?
It'll be a surprise.
Okay.
Of course it will. It always has to be.
Okay.
Anyway, for first things first, the weather. This is on AccuWeather, by the way. What else? Today's weather for Thursday, June 20th. Your birthday, of course. What else? Partly sunny and very warm, a high of 88. Tonight, clear, low 56. Current weather, as of 7:57 a.m., I think that's when I load it. It's 62 degrees Fahrenheit, sunny, real feel, 68. Looking ahead is a pleasant Sunday. We'll see about that. I think at 11 a.m., it's going to be 74, no precipitation. Today, I'll be 88 high, 56 low. Friday, on June 21st, will also be 88 high, 52 low. Saturday, on the 22nd, it'll be 83 high, 55 low. I'll just give you two more days, our five-day forecast. On June 23rd, yep, that's a Sunday, by the way. It'll be 73 high, 49 low. And on Monday, June 24th, it'll be 77 high, 49 low. And the sun and moon is 15 hours and 36 minutes. It rises at 5:27 a.m. and sets at 9:03 p.m. The moon is a waxing gibbous, of course. It rises at 8:31 p.m. and sets at 4:34 a.m. The air quality today is fair. It's generally acceptable for most individuals. However, sensitive groups may experience minor to moderate symptoms like that, maybe, I don't know, from long-term exposure. The allergy outlook. Tree pollen is moderate. Ragweed pollen is low. Mold is low. Grass pollen is low. And dust and dander is low. But mostly tree pollen, though. So, yeah. Alright. Now, see where I can find some news from. I'm trying to figure out here. Okay, I was talking to Aunt Lou yesterday. My brain was pretty fried yesterday. Well,
right.
It was just a figure of speech. I'm thinking of pushing a doctor's appointment ahead, possibly. Because my brain isn't, my mind isn't thinking straight, I guess you could say.
Okay. Okay.
So, yeah.
A doctor's appointment for your head not thinking straight?
Well, that, and also, mood.
Oh, okay.
That, yeah.
Okay. We all have rough days, yeah. Plus,
right.
It's not fun going to the dentist, is it?
Well, it's not just the dentist. It was various other things.
Okay.
They actually took me off a few medicines, like a mood pills or whatever. And that's probably what's causing this stuff.
Oh. When did that happen?
Last appointment, I think.
It's So, like, last week, or?
A few weeks ago, maybe a month ago, it was probably about a few weeks ago, I'd assume.
Okay.
But, yeah, anyway, that's the scrubber stories. Here we go. A 7 million Oregon mansion on former golf course comes with personal fairways. Doesn't have a key, so let's see if this is... Do I really have to do this? Okay, I'm not disabling the... Oh, that's right. I have an ad blocker on here, but it doesn't like regular ad block. It usually prefers me using the uBlock origin, which usually bypasses that. So let's see if we can do that on my computer here. You don't need to see that. I did install uBlock on here. This is the story I was trying to read on my phone, and it was telling me to not work unless if I disabled it. Okay, yeah, it's gonna let us read it now because I have this special uBlock origin, which has this newer features on it that lets me bypass that too. So yeah, that's fun. Anyway, but still can't bypass the paywall stories though. But oh well. Anyway, 7 million Oregon mansion on former golf course comes with personal fairways.
You gonna buy that?
For $7 million? No.
You got that, right?
No, I don't.
Just, you know, just lying around somewhere, right?
I wish I did, but I've already paid $500 for a new iPhone.
Right.
Plus a case and a screen protector, so...
You got the real deal with the OtterBox, too.
I did, yeah. I'm hoping it won't break.
That's
the look
plan.
At some pictures here, at least. I think this is it, yeah. Basically, it's a 13-acre lot at 29435 Southwest Mountain Road, and it's for sale. And basically, it ranges from $6 to $7 million, depending on the buyer's wishes for the custom home to be built by the Leslie Development Group. Same description there.
Do you play golf ever?
I sometimes, not a whole lot, but I know Aunt's husband does. Well, he used to, but yeah.
Okay.
But anyway, Gerald Rowlett of Westlake Development Group, who has been building custom homes throughout the Pacific Northwest for 35 years, he doesn't golf, but he does know a stellar property when he sees it, though. And recently, he did buy part of a former Westland golf course that he'll transform into a residential estate with two fairways in the backyard. The 13-acre lot at 29435 Southwest Mountain Road is for sale for $6 million to $7 million, close enough, depending on the buyer's wishes for a 7,000-square-foot custom home. Large windows and easy indoor-outdoor living will allow residents to be engulfed by the serene views, said Rowlett. The parcel is part of his closed Sandalee Golf Course in the coveted Stafford area. And this is already a golfer's destination, after all. Rowlett has told the Argonian and Oregon Live. Well, same thing, we get the idea. Imagine the edge someone would have practicing daily by teeing up outside that back door. At 405 feet wide and more than a quarter mile long, the land with a robust well can be farmed or used for hobbies and interests like riding horses or playing polo, said the listing brokers Thomas Kale and Justin Krug of Cascade Hassan Sotheby's International Realty.
That's a long name.
Sure is. A barn, pool, and outdoor entertaining areas can also be added, and the land can be expanded 20 acres with the purchase of an adjacent 15-acre parcel, the brokers have said. Westlake is ready to build a home in the style of your choice now, Kale and Krug have said. Select an already created plan, or just let your imagination roam free now. National award-winning home designer Marco Barclay of Barclay Home Design will work with the buyer to create the architectural plans. Ruggs research has found golf participation is on upswing, with 45 million Americans playing in 2023. According to the National Golf Foundation now, with Shortland Golf Club less than just a mile away, along with Gull Creek Golf Course nearby as well, you can go from just 19 holes to 9 down to 2 on your own property, Krug told the Oregonian Oregon Live. He added that the future owner could be someone who longs for the space to stretch out with just easy access to Lemon River, wineries, and parks. In addition to the versatility of the land and location, the buyer will enjoy an incredible custom home, he said. This article was written by Janet Eastman. Anyway, we're just going to hurry up and put this break in. Where you at? There you are. I guess we'll put this one in. Three-minute break. Right, music. I'll put in Olivia Rodrigo, Get Him Back, and Nicki Minaj, Barbie. Not that one. Nicki Minaj, Everybody. I was about to put Barbie World in, but I hesitated there. But oh well. Anyway, last but not least, we'll do Agoura Hills, I guess. Usually play that later on, but we'll just play it beforehand, so there you go. Anyway, that's gonna be it. So anyway, coming up is Food Talk and TMZ Celebrity News. We'll be right back. Yep.
That was Agoura Hills by Doja Cat. Now for your host, Jesse Hackerson.
Thank you. And I hope you're enjoying your birthday here on the morning show.
I am.
Cool. Alright, so now it's time for Food Talk and TMZ. Well, we're going to do Food Talk first, obviously. We'll do TMZ in the second half of this segment, so don't worry. But anyway, we're going to kick it off with Fresh Blueberry Cobbler. Let me move that there. This is an editor's pick, by the way, and the description says, easy and too good for words. This is part of the 60 best summer recipes. The 60 recipes you'll need for summer. Make room on this summer bucket list for these all-star recipes, from sizzling barbecue and quick easy summer dinners to dreamy desserts and summer potluck recipes. This was the first one on the list, so here we go. It's ready in an hour and 20 minutes. It serves 9 ingredients. Here's the ingredients. You need 1/4 cups of all-purpose flour, 1/2 cup of sugar, 1/4 teaspoon of salt, 1/2 teaspoons of baking powder, 3/4 cup of milk, 1/3 cup of butter, melted, 2 cups of fresh blueberries, that is, 1/3 cup of sugar. It's funny, as they already mentioned 1/2 cup of sugar, now they mentioned 1/3 cup of sugar.
Weird.
That's odd. Well, yeah, that's what I said too. And 1 teaspoon of vanilla extract. But anyway, here's the directions. First, you want to add the flour, 1/2 cup of sugar, salt, and baking powder to a mixing bowl. You need to stir to combine it. Add in the milk and butter and stir to combine as well. After that, spread batter into a greased 8-inch square baking pan. Then, sprinkle the blueberries evenly over the batter. Oh, okay, I see now.
That makes more sense.
Separate it with this. Set update. This is from like 20 years ago, but again, this website's been around for a while now. It's from February 13th of 04, probably 2004. I'm glad you all like this. I freeze this now. and keep it on hand for my spaghetti sauce and other sauces. It freezes great. It is an editor's pick, obviously. It's ready in just 10 minutes. Obviously, it's just a sauce. It serves 3 to 4. There are 6 ingredients. You need 1.5 cups of basil, 2 to 5 garlic cloves, 1/4 cup of pine nuts, 1/4 cup of grated Parmesan cheese, and you'll also need 1/8 cup of lemon juice, and 1/8 cup of olive oil, that is. Now, here's the directions. First, you want to mix everything together in some food processor, with the exception of the oil and lemon. And once everything has been mixed well, just drizzle it with the lemon and oil. Then mix it until it's well blended. After that, serve it on the pasta or just about anything that just needs a pick-me-up. And you should keep it in the refrigerator for 2 to 3 days and enjoy! Simple as that.
Enjoy.
Simple as that. Alright, we can read one more just for the heck of it. I'm trying to figure out. I think Gora Hill started at 8:26. Says right here it needs to be 18. Be 8:42, so yeah, let's just go ahead and do it anyway. We'll read marinated steak lettuce wraps, white and wonderful, flight and flavorful, I should say. This recipe will be indeed your summer. Let's see what this recipe is about. It's submitted by actuallyfood.com, but it's courtesy of Cara Nicoletti.
Does that have no stars?
It's apparently not rated.
Oh, okay.
Oh, it's a pretty long recipe, but it's not even rated. Let's see if we can skip to the next one, because I think that one's a pretty long one. Let's try homemade lemonade. This one shouldn't take too long to read. At least this one's a 5-star recipe, at least. It's submitted by CJ White. Nice and refreshing. Sure beats anything you can buy at the store. And cook time is chill time. This one takes 4 hours and 10 minutes, but again, you have to chill it, obviously, or overnight, so that explains it. Yield 64 ounces, there's just 3 ingredients. You need 8 cups of water, 1.5 cups of fresh squeezed lemon juice, and 1.5 cups of sugar. Here's the directions, there's just 3 simple steps. Place the sugar and 2 cups of water in a saucepan. Heat until the sugar dissolves. Pour the sugar, water, lemon juice, and remaining water into a gallon pitcher. And then you chill it for several hours or overnight if possible. After that, you can go ahead and drink the water, the lemonade, once it's done. So, yeah, that's homemade lemonade. And that should do it for this. Those are free recipes for today. These free summer recipes. And as always, just as promised, it's time for TMZ Celebrity News. In this segment as well. And of course, we gotta talk about, everyone talks about her these days, Taylor Swift.
Oh boy.
Environmentalists are targeting her jet, but they might end up missing it though, unfortunately. Now, Taylor Swift's private jet ended up in the crosshairs of a political protest. Environmental activists have tagged multiple planes at an airfield she's landed at, but she's missed the target now. Just Stop Oil, a British environmental activist group focused on human-caused climate change, has took responsibility for the vandalism on Thursday, confirming they were suspiciously going after Taylor's private plane. The org says protesters Jennifer Kowalski and Cole McDonald entered the private airfield at Stansted Airport around 5 a.m. and sprayed paint on PJs using red fire extinguishers. The two gals who pulled this one off, whoa! Ooh, I did not mean to do that. Anyway. Okay, I'm usually used to using a scroll wheel, but sometimes it acts a little funny, so forgive me. Anyway, we'll just start over. The two gals who pulled this one off were proud of the tag job, posing in front of the vandalized planes and snapping selfies. And by the way, Just Stop Oil has later confirmed that they didn't end up actually hitting Taylor's shit after all. They actually got two planes that didn't belong there anyway. But their intentions were clear, though, evidenced in JSO's caption on the post for this. Not to mention their own headline, which referenced Taylor's lyrics, though. I would want to bet it's Bad Blood.
Like their song.
Yeah. Essex police confirmed they arrested the women, after all. Noted the demonstrators were booked on suspicion of criminal damage and interference with the use of operation of national infrastructure. Just Stop Oil says its end goal is for the British government to stop the extraction and burning of oil, gas, and coal by 2030 at least. MacDonald added, we're living in two worlds. One where billionaires are living in luxury, able to fly in private jets away from the others, where unlivable conditions are being imposed on countless millions. Taylor officially reached billionaire status last fall, with her Eras Tour playing a major factor in her becoming a member of the Free Comic Club. Wonderful. And that's her playing Eras in Edinburgh. Yeah. But yet, Taylor's consistently faced backlash for the frequent use of her private jet, which her massive carbon footprint blasted online. It's been ongoing criticism against her for years. But according to Just Stop Oil, though, private jet users are responsible for up to 14 times more carbon emissions than just a commercial flight. So, Just Stop Oil also targeted UK landmark Stonehenge earlier this week. Similar to the jet situation, two protesters tagged Stonehenge with orange paint powder, and they were also arrested as well. Huh. Their bottom line is just clear. They do have bad blood with CO2 polluters, and they consider that Taylor Swift is indeed one of them. Yep. Anyway, one more story. Kendrick Lamar, Concert of the Year with the post-Drake beef. Cameos galore, and the gang is unity. Kendrick Lamar has put on one of the biggest hip-hop moments in recent memory on Wednesday night in Inglewood, and there were a lot of highlights on the heels of the Drake beef. The concert has served as the ultimate victory lap in what many have called a crushy win against Drizzy in their recent rap battle. And the reason is pretty clear. Kendrick Lamar played Not Like Us four times in a row, and the instrumental even closed out the show. And this tweet reads, Not Like Us to Drake is how back-to-back was for Meek. Kendrick performed the song four times, the entire arena rapped it word-to-word all four times.
Goodness.
Yeah. Kendrick made sure that Juneteenth 2024 will go down in history because West Coast DJs Head and Mustard opened the show and offered no shortage of cameos and hype music for the crowd. Come on. I'll read that one. Another tweet here. DJ Mustard brought out Tyler the Creator to Kendrick's The Pop Out concert. And by the way, it was a star-studded event, too, outside of just music stars. Even lots of athletes were in attendance, too, like NBA stars LeBron James, Russell Westbrook, DeMar DeRozan, and James Harden were also in attendance, as were anti-Drake delegates The Weeknd and Rick Ross. Here's a tweet also saying from Right Life, Tommy the Clown, now that was a nice surprise. Isler the Creator, YG, and Ty Dolla $ign were the headliners during the DJ sets, which also highlighted Free 10, Babbly, Ogeezy, Colin FRFR, and Crump legend Tommy the Clown as well. K-Dot eventually hopped on stage and wasted no time reminding the world he came at Drake's neck, with the rapper opening his set with his instant classic diss, Euphoria, which was a harsh review of Drake and his rep in the game, from Kendrick's point of view anyway, that is.
That's a good song.
Yeah, it was. And this tweet reads from NFR Podcast, Kendrick Lamar, Schoolboy Q, J-Rock, Absol, Black Hippie Reunion, Kendrick Lamar's pop-out concert live at the Forum. His TDE and Black Hippie group mates, J-Rock, Schoolboy Q, and Absol, also joined Ken on stage, where he blazed from one of his other Drake darts called 616 in L.A. Yep.
Yep.
The biggest surprise came courtesy of Kendrick's Compton OG mentor, known as the one and only Dr. Dre, who not only rocked the Kia Forum with his good old classic records from 1999, supposedly, Still Dre, and very old 90s record, California Love, also led right into Kendrick's most scathing diss track against Champagne Poppy. The Chronic creator exited the stage, left whispering the "I see dead people" intro that set off the Not Like Us onslaught. Like we said, Kendrick played the track several times, and the crowd was into it each and every time. He did censor himself, though, refraining from saying the word pedophile. Rap beef aside, the crowning moment came when Kendrick unified several LA gangs on stage, emotionally seeing the city's been effed up since Nipsey Hussle and Kobe Bryant has passed away. Bloods, Crips, Prius, Hoovers, and everyone in between all stood together in solidarity and posed for pictures on stage, a push to hopefully end the gang's culture never-ending war. And as many have already dubbed him, King Kendrick has came and delivered after all. Long live the king. Here's the pictures. We can see him here. That's the whole gang there. Yep. Cool. That's pretty cool. That's the last picture, by the way.
Okay.
But yeah.
Did you watch his Super Bowl thing?
The Super Bowl?
Where he played at the Super Bowl, or?
I did watch the Super Bowl this year, yeah. I remember the last minute on touchdown.
Like where Kendrick played at the Super Bowl, though.
Oh, this year I forget who it was, but, I forget which year the, Kendrick did the Super Bowl. Maybe it was this year, I could be wrong, though. But who knows? Maybe it was this year. I can't remember now.
Might have been this year. I don't know exactly which year.
Yeah, I don't know either. Anyway, I'm just putting this commercial in now. I'll put in One Republic, I Worried. And I Like You a Happier Song. That should work. Yeah, we'll just work with that. Either way, it's probably going to go over. But anyway, I'll probably swap it out. We'll see. Alright, coming up for sure is Post Malone. We'll be right back. Don't go away with Pokemon Go. We'll be right back. Yep.
That was I Like You, a Happier Song by Post Malone featuring Doja Cat. And now for your host, Jesse Hackerson.
Alright, thank you. And as always, it is 8:52 a.m. Exactly, apparently. So now that we got this hooked up to the speaker now, let's play ourselves some Pokemon Go. It'll load up. sound is good. Let's see if I... Nope. Guess we'll do that. Guess we'll just leave him alone then. Simple as that. Let me just remove that really quick. Alright, what's this button? Okay, catch 5. Alright, there we go. Let's get this over with. Usually only 4 show up in the house, so... for very obvious reasons. There we go, 7-day streak. I'll put the stop later. Took over the 2 nearby gyms for laughs.
Okay.
Now, I do have an account that is on Team Yellow. Well, it's actually Team Instinct, though. But the only caveat is... it's on here.
Is that charged right now?
It looks like it is. It should be charged, though.
Okay.
Yeah, it needs to be charged, yeah. I think I do have a USB-C cable I can charge it with. I'll do that later, though.
Okay.
I'll just set that aside for now. I'll check and see if there will be room here. You haven't loaded that game up in so long. Okay, there's only... yeah, there's plenty of room. I'm probably going to assume there's only 1 here, too. Yep. Why not? And I can use the hotspot on here, too. Because Straight Talk... thankfully gives me a hotspot. It's not a whole lot of data, but they do give me a hotspot so I can work with it.
Okay.
So that's fun. And, yeah. Anyway, I don't see anything more here. I just needed one more, but I think I have an idea, though. I don't know if this will work or not. We can give it a shot. Using the incense, daily adventure incense, that is. Sometimes it works, sometimes it doesn't. It worked one time when a certain Pokemon ran away from me on air when I was trying to catch it, and it ran away from me on air because it wasn't before I achieved a streak. But this time maybe it'll work. We'll see. Nothing has came. There we go. As soon as I say something like that, it happens. But anyway, Pokemon broke free, but hasn't ran away yet, though, so it's still just a Larvitar. It's fed a candy berry, by the way. Alright, that's a cool one. We'll tag it. Alright. Now, check this out. What is the biggest one? This one here. Aha. Well, Vettel. Now, this is from the X and Y games. Well, it's actually from Y, but of course, that's kind of obvious. This is the mascot of the game Pokemon Y. And I caught this during Raid. This was during Raid Hour on Wednesday. Yesterday, I should say. Sorry it's so loud, but yeah. But, it's a pretty cool Pokemon. And in fact, I'm gonna change its moveset here. It's Dust is fine, but I'm thinking maybe I should change the other charge move it is. That's good. Now it's Dark and Flying. I'll accept that. Alright, now we'll power it up a little bit. I only have 6 candy, but I'll take 22. Yeah, we'll take 2250 for now. This is my free star one here, by the way. So now, this is the free star one I just powered up. Yeah, 2250. There we go. So now, in theory, I should have 3 remote passes now. Yep. Looks like I do. I walked 6,432 steps, apparently. It's pretty impressive. Anyway, all looks good, so we're might be done here now, so yeah. I did get that thing done, got a remote pass, that's good, so yeah. We'll just close out of that. And we'll do Pokemon Sleep coming up real soon, guys. We're just, first things first, I'm gonna go here. And we're just gonna put his on there. And we're not gonna play it quite yet. What I just put in was our IDET there. We're gonna play it momentarily, but before we do that, coming up, we're going to be playing Pokemon Sleep real soon, guys. Yeah. So that'll be fun. In the last segment, we're going to be celebrating Daniel's birthday. Because June 20th is your birthday, right?
Correct.
Yes, it is. I think to celebrate his birthday, we're just going to do some fun stuff. We'll be talking, we'll have a little interview with him, this and that, yada, yada, yada. You get the idea. But anyway, yeah, anyway, I'm just gonna go to my notes here and check off the playing Pokemon Go. There we go. And now coming up, Pokemon Sleep in just a matter of moments. So there we go. But anyway, coming up is Pokemon Sleep real soon, guys. Well, in a few seconds, but you get the idea. But anyway, we'll be playing Pokemon Sleep in just a few moments. We'll be right back. Alright, we're back now, guys. Isn't that wonderful? Now, as always, Pokemon Sleep is underway. I'm gonna go back to my good old Pokemon folder here. And we'll load up Snorlax. Okay. Yep. Alright, let's do it to it. See how good I slept last night, if anything. Well, that looks good.
Oh, good.
No one tracked time. Good. And I guess it's snoozing. That and lags the end. Just lazy, let's face it. It's over with. There's 6 Pokemon here. I do did put the incense out last night. I just didn't think about it. I was hesitant. I think I usually am going to save my camera incense for, probably tomorrow or tonight, which I should say. So I'll tell you all about that on Friday's morning show. So that'll be fun. Fun. Sleep. Yada yada yada. Click on it for some reason, that's odd. I guess there was no sleep styles, but I don't care. Someone is hungry. She's hungry. Who shall be fed? Is that level one? Yes, it is. What about the... Okay, you're the one that's going to be fed, the slowpoke, because you're a higher level. Yep. Here we go. Six-point trick. Yep. And I'll just so Leafy Bill doesn't have to throw a fit, I'll at least give it a Poke Biscuit. Just because I can. Alright, and we'll just hit finish. Oh, God, mission completed. Yeah, that's good enough. Yep. I had a feeling that was gonna happen. Ooh, sorry about that. Looks good to me. It wasn't the one I didn't... Even if it was not the one I got, but... I don't really care, though. Level 10. I don't know about the daily free box. It was a level 10 slowpoke, by the way. Pay attention to nature now. Sorry. Alright. There we go. That's funny. kids there playing like 12,000 drain shards earlier. What's the general store wanting now? This here. Alright, we'll take that. Oh, Summer Festival Bundle? I'm gonna take the small one. We'll worry about that later. Personal racks to finish, we'll take a look at the main menu. Alright, main menu, go away, just community news, was Raikou wanting, pretty Pokemon, more diamonds, yada yada yada. Try to this one again. 1,000 dream shards, let's just do it. Let's have it spit out some Squirtle candy. Left on this segment, I think. Yep. Wonder what else I could do. I didn't realize it breathes for this so quickly. Oh, yeah. I was thinking of getting that Summer Festival bundle. Volume 1, small. Just 250 diamonds. What's included? A great biscuit, a friend incense, and a handy candy small X free. Oh, what the heck. Yeah, go ahead. Way worth my sanity, but okay. Supersized meteor or whatever. I guess we can burn off the last 3 minutes by taking a look at the Pokemon I have in Pokemon Sleeple. Oh yeah, I just realized we should be burning off this minute with putting our commercial in. Oh yeah, I didn't realize I had a Ditto. It gives you a special kind of berry, mainly oil. Made in Top of Hollow. Yep. I guess I'll do good enough for now. Off, I can reach to it. I think I did that right. I'm not sure. Yep, okay. There we go. Alright, let's put our break in now. Commercials. Alright. There you go. And for music, what else? I think we're gonna play, trying to think here. Let's play, we'll kick it off with Strangers by Kenya Grace. And then after that, we'll play, Dua Lipa, Houdini. And then, yeah, Aunt Lou has a cat called Houdini. It's a gray one, by the way. It's getting pretty big.
Oh, is she,
feeding
magician?
It? Yeah, what?
Is she a magician, like Houdini was?
Well, the cat?
Yeah.
I don't know, maybe, who knows.
Okay.
But anyway, it's Kenya Grace, Strangers, Dua Lipa, Houdini, as I said before, and Heuser, Too Sweet. So, yeah, that's going to be fun. And, of course, for the last segment, as always, we're going to be celebrating Daniel's birthday. We'll just do some random stuff, see what happens. We'll see. Anyway, that was it for Pokemon Sleep. We still got one more segment to go. It'll be Daniel's cool birthday celebration for you guys. Anyway, more of the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club for Thursday, June 20th, 2024. We'll be right back right after this. Don't go away. Yep.
Jesse Hackerson.
Thank you. Now, for the last segment, it's your birthday celebration.
Is it?
Yes, it is.
Alrighty.
It's going to be from, it's going to be for 23 minutes from 9:28 to, let me speed her up, probably from 9:28 to, yeah, 9:28 to 9:51 a.m. Sounds about right.
Alright.
Anyway, so how should we get this started? Let me see, where did I put those props at? Oh, well, who knows? Who cares? Anyway, to start things off, we already sing Happy Birthday in the first segment, so that's kind of obvious. How old are you turning?
I am 27.
As of this today?
As of today.
Alright, so you were born in 1997.
That is correct.
So I am 2 years older than you. That's interesting.
How does it feel to be 2 years older than me?
Not that bad, but oh well.
Oh well.
It might be oh well for you, though. I was born on December 9th of 95, by the way.
Okay.
1995, I should say.
1995.
Yep. Anyway, yesterday I think we were goofing off with GarageBand, weren't we?
It was 2 days ago. It was 2 days ago, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah, I have GarageBand on my phone, too.
Nice.
So, it takes up quite a bit of space, but keep in mind, this is a 128 gig phone, by the way. So, I just keep it around for space. And, check this out. This is just a random song I made on my phone.
Nice.
It has an acoustic guitar, a pop violin, I think, Hollywood Foley, Mellotron flutes, and whatever studio is. I think I could play it on here, I think. I don't know if you'll be able to hear it, though, but, let's try and see. It's not one of the best ones I've ever done, but it's a good start.
It is a good start. Nice. Good job.
Thank you.
You made that all by yourself?
I think so, on my phone, yeah. It lasts about 24 seconds, I think.
Okay.
The final song, that is, yeah.
Very nice.
Alright. Sneaking with iCloud there, but yeah, this is GarageBand for iOS.
Okay.
Yeah. And, cool. Let's see if we can create a new one, just for fun. We'll just do, drums.
Alright.
Try to find one that's settable. I think we can do it from here. I want to see one. It's under percussion right now. Let's try electronic. I got, like, a few packs here, like, Watch the Sound. From Mark Ronson.
Okay.
Let's try Pawn Shop 808. See what this is about. Also change the tempo a little bit here. Change it to 103.
Okay.
I understood the concept of the metronome, though.
No?
What is it for?
It helps you know when to hit things.
Ah. I see that.
So, like, with drums, you know?
Like, with the drums?
You know how drums go...
Like that?
You know? So, when it goes the first time, so you know how the metronome goes... So it has... Boom, boom, boom. You know, like that?
Yeah, it's doing it like this.
So you know the one that sounds different?
Huh.
That's one, and then it goes 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yeah, it goes 1, 2, 3, 4. 1, 2, 3, 4.
Yep.
I can tell it is because, yeah, 4 bars, and it hits 5, and it hits 6, and then it hits a 7-1.
Mm-hmm.
And the last one's 8, and after that, it finishes there.
Yep, so it's an 8-bar loop.
Yeah.
So, on 1 and 3, you can hit the kick drum.
Right.
And then on 2 and 4, you can hit the snare drum.
Right.
So it goes...
Alright, let's do that. A little bit tricky now, I will admit.
Yeah, it takes practice, but
yeah, it does.
You got pretty close right there.
Yeah. That's why I'm not recording right now, because I think the last product I did was okay, but it worked good enough. Go away. Alright, let's see here. Metronome and counting. So you have counting and visual counting turned on. It's set to a wood block.
Okay, you want to mess with that and see if there's different sounds that you'd like better?
Yeah, let's see. Hi-hat. What does this do?
I don't like that at all.
Yeah, I think the wood block was better. Yeah, let's see what click is. Yeah, let's just... Yeah, I think wood block was much better. Everyone prefers the wood block.
The click one is nice when you're recording audio, because yeah. You can't hear it as well.
Good point.
You more feel it.
Yeah. Good point. But you can always turn it off completely.
That's true, but then you don't know when to play.
Good point.
It does get annoying sometimes, though, doesn't it?
Yeah. But unfortunately, it has to help. But yeah. Let's see, try to figure it out. If it goes B. Or was it E? Just do B. There's a little messing around here.
Nice.
I was just having some fun there. Yeah.
So you know, Dua Lipa's song Physical?
What about that song? Yeah.
You know, remember how the chorus goes?
Let's get physical, yeah.
So the drums go boom, ka, boom, boom, ka, boom, ka, boom, boom, ka.
Yeah.
Do you think you can do that? Like, but slower? Boom, ka, boom, boom, ka.
Okay, how's it like that? Boom.
Yeah, like that.
Aha!
It's pretty cool, right?
Yeah, it is. Was I just doing that earlier?
A little bit, something like that.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, because Swore was doing that earlier. Yeah, what's funny is I was listening to that song earlier. Well, not on here, but on my, you get where I'm saying. Yeah, it was on my computer, but not for my radio, but yeah.
Right, just for fun.
Yeah. Maybe it was on my phone, who knows.
It's a good song.
It's a really good
album.
Future nostalgia, that is.
I already feel nostalgia for it.
Yep.
Especially after her most recent album.
Yeah, 2020. And then she did the Moonlight Edition a year later, which had those bonus tracks. And then 3 years later, she did a newer album, which was a completely new album, which was a completely new departure from the one before that. So, yeah. new antiquated, yeah. I guess you could say.
You like the future nostalgia the best, right?
Yeah, I do. I sure do, yeah.
Nice. Me too. I will say the new Rules song is pretty good too.
It was, yes. It was.
And also Houdini. Houdini's really good now.
Yeah, we were just playing it earlier, obviously.
Right.
Now, check this out. I have a guitar up.
Nice.
This is a smart guitar, obviously.
Right.
I usually like the smart guitar, because if we switch to the, this is just, I forget this one. This is just like a traditional one. Because check this out. If I use this one, watch what happens. It's off key!
Are you kidding?
It's off key!
You can bend the strings. Nice.
It's cool. It's off key, though. That's funny.
Oh,
check
boy.
This out, though. That sounds much better, doesn't it?
You should do that, but bend the strings.
Oh, that sounds good, too. I told you earlier, it sounds like crap.
Yeah, it sounded kind of weird, didn't it?
Yeah. It's funny, too, but it was off-key. It was funny, I will admit that. Let's see if Mark Ronson had it. Oh, I don't think he did. I think it's just these good old classic guitars here. I thought Mark Ronson had ones, but I think he had drums, though.
Okay.
Alright, let's check out bass.
He's probably going to have some cool bass. His songs have cool bass.
Yeah.
Like Uptown Funk.
Yep. Let's see, Exoplanet. Let's see what this has to say.
Can he bend these strings?
Oh.
I guess not, really.
Well, this is a smart guitar.
Right.
If we do this, though... it might sound off-key again. Which obviously it is.
Oh, boy.
Oh, boy is right. But check this out, though. That's cool.
Nice. It makes me think of Frank Zappa.
Huh?
It makes me think of Frank Zappa.
Yeah. Yeah. Rite Aid has been well known for their criticism. Well, it's been criticized for their I wouldn't say their... Well, I'm just going to say it. They're criticized for their service.
Walgreens is?
Not Walgreens. Rite Aid.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
I don't know if I've really been inside of a Rite Aid.
Yeah, I don't know either, but anyway, we still got like 7 minutes left on this segment. I think we were doing GarageBand. I think I just closed out of it, so I'll reopen it back up. We're doing bass. Let's try something else. Let's see what this amp is. Plug in a guitar. Oh, that might need a guitar. Okay, we'll worry about that later. I don't think we've done the keyboard yet. Let's see what that does. Smart piano. Alright, let's see what ones we got here. Can I change it? I think I can. It's set to grand piano, I think. Okay, I think it's the following the Mellotron flutes from Notch of Sound. Maybe we can change it to, let's have it here. Ooh, we got lots of sounds here. Ooh, check this out. But I made this lead. Also from Notch of Sound. Check this out.
Okay. Oh, that's a sound.
Yeah, it is. Ark Ronson made that sound, I think. Yep, he did.
Do you have the spot where you can just push the button and it plays chords?
Which button would that be?
Oh, I don't know.
Choose a scale to play selection of notes that sound good together.
You should do a C.
C. Trying to figure out this is it. Major.
It's kind of weird, isn't it?
Yeah, it is. I'm trying to make it where, the hour progrator automatically plays chord notes in sequence. Slide latch to lock the sequence and play the keys to transpose the sequence. Is that what you're talking about? The hour progrator?
Maybe. Yeah, you want to try it?
Yeah, what the heck? Note order as played. Note rate 1/16 of a note. We'll just work with that, I guess.
Go away. So this should go like a ba-da-da-da-da-da-da-da kind of thing. What happens if you hold it down?
Huh. Let's try up and down. Why is it the other row? Keep it 1/16th of a note and I'll change it to 1/4 octaves.
Oh, that's squeaky, isn't it?
Yeah. Set to, let's change it, let's try random. Yeah, it still doesn't sound right. Alright, I think it was as played as what I wanted it to be. And let's try 1/32 of a note and change it back to 2 octaves. Oh, now it's fast. Okay, so let's change it. Let's try the 1/4 triplet. Sounds pretty cool.
I like triplets.
Huh?
I like triplets.
Yeah, me too. That sounds much better, I think. Let's see if we can change the thing here. Let's see here. Fiddling Around Lee. This is also from Mark Ronson.
Sounds cool.
We just turned off our ARPA gainer, I think. Yep. Alright, let's switch it back to the triplet again. I just realized it's 9:50 a.m.
Oh boy, you lost track of time, yeah?
Yeah, and David burned off a few minutes telling us about our meds. Well, my meds, I should say. But yeah, it's okay. Anyway, it was fun while it lasted. But yeah, there you go.
There you go.
Anyway, that was, I guess, Dan. Come on. Come on. Alright, I guess it's not gonna let me close off. I'll just do it later. Anyway, that'll do it for the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. That's not the right thing there. Guess we'll just finish off with this one then. Sort of. 50. I know I have a Sunday night. Oh, where are you at? There you are. 90. I guess to. We'll just do a 2-minute break. Actually, let's do a 3-minute break just for laughs. Well, sort of. Not really. 3-minute break. And I believe we'll play 2 songs, I guess. We'll figure it out. We already played that. We'll play. I guess we could play Under Public. I think it's only 2 minutes. And we'll finish it off with Rima. Calm down. It'll still probably go over, but again, we've got over enough as it is, so who knows. Anyway, that's it for the Tricky Fox Radio Morning Club. I will see you on Friday, everyone. Hope you had a fabulous birthday on the morning show, so hope you enjoyed it while it lasts.
For sure.
But anyway, I'm Jesse Atkinson.
And I'm Daniel.
See you tomorrow, everyone. Goodbye.